Hallelujah. Did you know the most sophisticated and powerful machinery in the whole world is inside of your own head? It's true. Your brain is more sophisticated than any man-made contraption ever created. Keep listening to learn more.
Welcome to the Hope Doctor Show with best-selling author, speaker, trainer, and near-death survivor, Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown. Based on our experience on the other side, this show reveals unique coping techniques and heavenly answers to life's most challenging questions and pressing problems. And now, your host, Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown.
Hello, I'm very excited to be with you. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the marvelous miracle-working power of your unconscious mind and how to use it. The title of this topic is The Gift of Your Unconscious Mind and How to Unlock It. And in this episode, I'm going to give you 8 techniques to unlock the power of your unconscious mind. First, let's get clear what the conscious and unconscious mind is, what it does, and then review some of the benefits of being able to control your unconscious mind. As you probably know, your unconscious mind controls your body and your life in a number of vital ways. Without any conscious control on your part, your unconscious mind ensures your heart keeps beating, your lungs keep breathing, your blood keeps circulating. Your digestive system keeps processing food, giving your body energy and nutrition. But your unconscious mind also influences how you behave, what motivates you, who you're attracted to, and much about what you believe about yourself, the world, and others. It shapes your personality, your character, and many of your preferences. To be clear, many of these things are also influenced by your conscious mind. And there's also a number of other areas where brain scientists are unclear. But the point is, your unconscious mind has a powerful influence on your life and how you use it, how you direct it. The other point here is that controlling your unconscious is not as easy as controlling your conscious mind. And for good reason. Can you imagine the problems that would be created if you could just tell your heart to stop beating? Think of your unconscious mind as one of those big earth-moving machines, and your conscious mind as a little driver sitting on top, controlling every direction that big machine goes and whatever it may do. The good news is that it is possible to get instructions into your unconscious mind. And in so doing, let go of the past. Create for yourself joy and peace of mind for the present. And ultimately, shape your future, your life, in a way that most people just dream about. Indeed, you can have more health, wealth, happiness, and joy simply by learning to unlock the power of your unconscious mind. So now you're undoubtedly thinking, wow, Dr. Joyce, the unconscious mind is powerful, but how do I control it? I'm glad you asked. The following are 8 of the most powerful points you can use or utilize to unlock the unconscious mind and radically transform your life. Number 1. Think positive thoughts. Become more conscious of your thoughts. When you shift from a negative, weakening thought to a positive one that strengthens, it raises your energy and increases your resourcefulness. Fill your mind with thoughts of harmony, peace, and goodwill, and wonders will happen in your life. Think of yourself as a gardener planting seeds all day. Your conscious thoughts are the seeds that you're planting in your unconscious mind. If you are thinking positive thoughts, you are planting positive seeds in your unconscious mind. If you're thinking negative thoughts, you're planting negative seeds in your unconscious. The more seeds that you plant, positive or negative, the more likely are that those seeds are going to grow into plants that will populate the garden of your actual life. Sow thoughts of peace, joy, happiness, and goodwill. Day after day, sow these thoughts in the garden of your mind, and you will soon reap a marvelous, miraculous garden. Remember, your unconscious is very sensitive to your thoughts. Just as a magnet attracts iron filings, with the power of positive thinking, your mind can attract the ways, the means, and the miracles to become your ideal self. The place I recommend you begin is with gratitude. Start each and every day by feeling grateful, expressing gratitude for all of the blessings that you do have. Thank God for the ability you have to change your thinking and change and improve the life you have. Then just spend a few minutes mentally listing all of the things that you're grateful for. As Napoleon Hill wrote, the thoughts you send out to others will have a far greater impact on you than on them. Unlike a material possession, when you release a thought or give it to someone else, it also stays with you. It may stay buried in your unconscious mind long after your conscious mind has even thought about it. Such thoughts may flash back into your consciousness when you least expect them. When your thoughts are positive, you don't have to worry about the damage that you may do to yourself or to others with negative thinking. When you are criticizing someone else or putting someone down, you're also hurting your own unconscious mind. When you encourage and uplift others and even defend those who are not present, you are nurturing your own unconscious mind. You are becoming an instrument in God's hand. Number two, determine what you desire. Get crystal clear about what you want and stick to it. Avoid jumping from one shiny thing to another. Three, focus only on what you do desire. Instead of focusing on what you do not desire, replace those thoughts with what you do desire. Repeatedly, throughout the day, turn your attention back to what you do want.
I'll be right back after this brief message about our nonprofit.
Help us save lives. Our nonprofit organization, Stress and Grief Relief Incorporated, has a big message, and we need your help. Suicide is not the answer. Please join with us. For a donation as small as $3, you can help us change and save lives. Visit HopeDoctor.org now.
Four, believe you can have what you desire. As we believe, so shall we receive. Your faith and belief about what you desire is critically important. Your belief and faith may be the most important factor in determining whether or not you get what you want. To be clear, it's not what you say you believe that makes the difference. What makes the real difference is what you really believe in your heart. Before you can receive or achieve anything worthwhile, you must first have faith and believe it in your mind. When you start to take possession of your beliefs, then you can expect to see and receive your desired results. The belief that you allow to dominate your mind will determine the results you get in your life. 5. Visualize repeatedly what you desire. See yourself as your ideal self, especially in the morning and each evening. The first law of learning is repetition, and these are the best times to reprogram your unconscious mind. Number 6, affirm repeatedly what you desire. Both morning and evening, affirm repeatedly what it is you want, what you desire, as if it is already yours. Remember, as we discussed in the previous episode, affirmations must be positive, precise, and in the present tense. Number 7, expect to receive what you desire. Positive expectations are extremely important. Once you decide what you want, rather than doubting or questioning or wondering if it will happen, you must work yourself into a state where you're absolutely expecting it will happen. Number 8, pray and meditate daily on what you desire. If thoughts are like seeds in your garden, then prayer and meditation are like the sun and water. When you pray and spend time with God, you are ensuring the sun shines on your garden. There's nothing more powerful for nurturing and cleansing your mind than spending time in prayer with God, meditating on scripture, or even your breath is one of the most powerful practices you can use to direct your unconscious and bring your thoughts back under your control. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Listen to a few of the positive affirmations.
The power of positive suggestion now impresses your mind with the dynamic mental picture of perfect self-control. As you hear the following affirmations, say them silently to yourself, making them your own. I am calm and serene. I am calm, confident, and serene. And I realize I am the expression of the perfect Creator's idea. I grow constantly stronger through understanding and faith in my Creator, in myself, and in my supreme purpose in life. I rest in the wonderful realization of continual self-improvement. I know that I have positive control over my life and my actions. I can, I will, and I do become whatever I desire to be by asserting my own inner power. I now see myself as my idea, for I am the master of myself. I can, I will, and I do demonstrate a bright new life of greater personal achievement, physical well-being, and abundant happiness. I picture myself living my ideal life, and my mind is keen and alert, and I have a good memory.
Until next time, desire, visualize, and realize. Believe and receive miraculous results. Hallelujah! Wishing you special blessings from your host, Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown. Have a great, wonderful day.
Thanks for joining us today. If you would like to receive a free copy of Dr. Joyce's bestseller, God's Heavenly Answers, a book about her miraculous near-death experience, or her most recent book about how to live life with hope, purpose, and many miracles, please visit hopedoctor.org. Both books are free, no credit card required. Thank you very much for listening.